Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself. Mr. Rick Preuss is back in the house. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, thank you. I'm a little hobbled. That's what happens when you disappear. My whole life comes apart. But now you're back, so hopefully everything goes back the other way. But I do want to thank you. Your lovely daughter was in the studio with me last week and kept me out of as much trouble as she possibly could.
Well, she's great, so I was glad she could come.
Well, she's got a wonderful enthusiasm and love of nature, which I'm sure is just prevalent in all of the family, so it made for a good show. But this week, we've got a topic that is something I like a lot. It's the topic of backyard birds and natural birds.
Yeah, and bird watching. And, the good news is we have a resident expert here, an avid fan of bird watching. And we invited him in to come along and join in. You want to tell them, the listening audience, about that?
Yeah, we've got with us in the studio Kirby Adams, who is a Michigan birder and someone who is plugged into the Preuss family, has worked at Preuss Pets for quite a while, but on the side, and actually I think more prevalently, is spending as much or more of his time being a birder than he is necessarily being a Preusser. But that's okay. Welcome to the studio, Kirby.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Lee.
It's our pleasure.
This is a great time of year for birders in this area. It's spring migration, and that's kind of like Christmas morning and the Super Bowl and your birthday all wrapped up into one. So we really love it this time of year. It's exciting times.
Well, and it makes for an interesting time if you know what you're doing. And one of the best things about today's show is we're going to have with us Bill Thompson III from Birdwatchers Digest coming in. And I can personally attest that some of the tips that Bill gives are just fabulous, because last year he suggested, I had mentioned we had a birdhouse in the backyard that had bluebirds living in it, and he said, you better get it cleaned out so that they'll come back this year. Mm-hmm. Well, we did, and they did.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I've got to tell you, it's a thrill to be able to look out in your backyard and see bluebirds on an everyday basis.
Oh, yeah. Bill's a hero in the birding community. We all follow his blog and on Twitter, so it's really a pleasure to have him in here.
Well, and in addition to him, we've got Joy Schulke, who is the owner of a store called Wildernest in my hometown of Brighton. And I've got to tell you, Joyce is very much on a par with you, Kirby. She is absolutely a bird enthusiast. I mean, she is someone who is in business, but I've got to say, the passion for the business, I think, is the primary goal, more so than the idea of being in retail. And Rick, I'm sure you can relate a lot to that.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. If you follow passion, great things happen. So it'll be anxious to listen to her talk anytime. Sometimes livelihood gets involved, and when you blend that with passion, it's always interesting to see like a life leading pursuit and what that means.
Right. So. Well, Joyce is someone I know that she's got a lot of very interesting products, because my wife is bringing them home and attracting the birds to our backyard. And then Kirby, we're going to chat with you in the final segment and find out some of the great places to go this spring and summer. If you want to look for birds here in Michigan, this is the place. So that's what we've got in store this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WI. ILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.